Well, hello there. Welcome to Morning Manna. I'm Pastor Greg, and I'm glad that you've joined me. We are kind of in the middle of one of David's most epic psalms, Psalm 37. It's one of my favorites, one that I have leaned on many, many times in my life. And there's verses that have been meaningful, but the whole thrust of it is the idea that the wicked, you know, who are causing you trouble or causing me trouble, seem to prosper in their way. But we are to trust and know that the Lord is in control and that there's a bigger story, that life is more than just, you know, the particular chapter that we're in right now circumstantially, that there's a bigger picture and it's going to play out and everything is going to be set right. And so this psalm helps us, it steadies us in times of difficulty. And so we've been given some great, great instruction when people are coming against us or when circumstances are wacky in our lives. Don't give in to anger. Forsake wrath, because that kind of toxic emotion tends only towards evil. We're going to make bad decisions. We're going to do things that we're going to later regret. And so we're to trust in the Lord, do good, you know, keep our eye on the prize. And so now we continue, and David's going to give us this kind of meta view, this meta perspective that's so crucial for Christians, that we look not at what is seen by our physical eyes, but on we fix our eyes on what is unseen, that which is eternal, because that gives us perspective again and again. So, verse 10, in just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. So it might seem like this chapter that you're in is dragging on and on and on for a long time. But David says, you know, the wicked are only there for a little while. It's short. And so that's perspective, right? So here's the flip side of it, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace. So the meek, remember, is it Matthew 5:5, where Jesus says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth? So listen, if you're a follower of Jesus, and even though, you know, people might be unjustly coming at you and stuff might be going off the rails in your life, you inherit the earth. So what that means is you don't have to jealously try and grab on to everything you can get in this phase of life, because you get everything in the end. That's the idea, is we don't have to claw for a piece of ground when we get the ground given to us as our inheritance. The meek inherit the earth. It'll all be ours, together in the Lord with Jesus. And so those who have this perspective, they have abundant peace. The tyranny of the urgent is taken away. It's destroyed. And we know it's going to be okay. It's going to be better than okay. We are going to be blessed beyond even our fathoming right now. So he goes on, verse 12, the wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth against him. You know, that's that angry gnashing of teeth. Now that's referenced in regards to hell in the New Testament, the weeping and gnashing of teeth, which suggests to us that those who find themselves separated from God in hell are going to be angry eternally, angry at God. Verse 12, their sword, I jumped too far. Verse 13, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. So the Lord chuckles, you know. I've pondered this quite a bit. You know, the perspective of what it must look like, you know, being in heaven, you know, the Lord, or you're an angel or whatever, and you're watching what's playing out on planet Earth, and you're seeing these little tiny humans on this comparatively tiny ball sphere that's spinning in space amongst billions and billions of much bigger stars and so on. And the arrogance, the audacity, the I'm going to do this and the, you know, and all this. And there must be a lot of chuckles in heaven. There must be a lot of laughter. You know, in Psalm 2, it prophesies, it's a prophetic psalm, a messianic psalm, prophesying the coming of Jesus. But it begins by saying, why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain against the Lord and his anointed? You know, why is the world plotting and, you know, against God generally? And, you know, and they get together, they counsel together, seeking how they may break their chains. How can we break the chain of God? You know, God seems to have chained the world and chained humanity to certain morals and, you know, and so on. And you know God's response to that? The Bible says God laughs. He laughs. And so, you know, that needs to be at least in some measure our perspective towards, you know, the arrogance of humanity in general. And we might get oppressed by the what seems to be increasing tyranny in government and the, you know, the arrogance of certain leaders and all this kind of thing. And we just need to remember God laughs. He chuckles. Like that's cute. It's not going anywhere, guaranteed. So our God is utterly in control. And we need to be the kind of people that are so steady, so stable, so rooted and grounded in the Lord, in his word, in his promises, that this stuff doesn't shake us. It doesn't get us fretting and anxious and stressed out, but we have abundant peace, no matter what's going on around us. So verse 14 reiterates, the wicked draw the sword. They bend their bows to bring down the poor and the needy, to slay those whose way is upright. Wow. Coming against us. But watch this. Verse 15, their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. The very weapons that are designed to be used against you and against me, against God, against the truth, those very weapons are going to be used to slay themselves. And so, listen, believer, Christian, trust in the Lord. Do good. Delight yourself in him. Don't let circumstances penetrate your heart and cause upheaval and turmoil. Smile today. I mean, smile. Have a chuckle. And know that God is having his perfect way sovereignly over the affairs of man, over every government, everywhere. And it's going to result ultimately in Jesus coming back and the meek, meaning those who have trusted Christ as Savior and Lord, the meek will inherit it all. God bless you.